Hello, welcome to Australia. I've got two questions. The first is concerning the Iraqi resistance. A lot of the resistance is coming from foreign fighters, and I realise that the Iraqis are not willing to betray them, but it's a bit of a vicious cycle because you've got, they're caught in the middle. So how relevant can you say that Iraqi resistance, I mean, is it Iraqi resistance or foreign resistance? The second is, under US occupation, Japan and West Germany later on became economic powerhouses of the world. It's not entirely bad. There might be some benefits for Iraq heading down that track. You never know. What do you have to say to that?
Well, you can hope. But this is the question you've asked me is a graphic illustration of the misreporting which happens in the Western media. The only group which is reported in the Western media carrying out attacks is the group of Abu Musa al-Zarqawi. Do you ever hear of anyone else? Do you even know the name of a single other resistance leader? No, you don't. Because that is all you see. It is not true. This is a tiny group. And most Iraqis hate him. They even don't know who he is or where he comes from. There was a guy called Abu Musa al-Zarqawi in Iraq. This is a guy in his late 50s who was a lieutenant of Osama bin Laden who had one leg. He's disappeared. This guy is in his 30s when you see him on the videos. So many Iraqis even doubt that he is what he says who he is. They believe that the guy is a provocateur sent in by God knows who. If this was the only resistance to the United States, they'd have crushed it. Basically, the resistance is being carried out in central and some northern parts of Iraq by many, many people who are ordinary soldiers and officers in the Iraqi army. That's where they have the weapons from. They created arm dumps. So the notion that it's outsiders who are coming in is something I just do not accept, and most Iraqis will not accept that either. However, let me say one thing. Why and what right does the United States, their media, Britain, their media, Australia, their media, what right do they have to object to outsiders coming into Iraq? They are insiders. Condi Rice is an insider. She grew up in the marshes.